Hey, we're about to be live.
Bum bump.
We live right now. Reporting live from the podcast.
You heard your shit?
My man. Yeah,
that's what
Mock Ass Podcast.
Well, I told you bum bump is like ass my country type shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we all know that, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
This is
the
African
version. He's Haitian, bro.
Yeah, but listen, you Haitian.
I'm trying to
tell on that shit.
Haitian.
You know,
Haitian.
Yeah. The tribe
Haitian and Africans, y'all like the same motherfuckers. Don't they look the same?
Y'all feel originally y'all ancestors from my country. That's what I'm saying. Y'all, why y'all think y'all the first ones to get independence? The first name black nation, because you know y'all ancestors in my country, we had a war with them.
Y'all got some Ghana in you too. Remember, they stole them slaves from Ghana. Remember.
Yeah,
Ghana and Nigeria.
Mostly from Nigeria.
Yeah,
and it's so crazy,
Nigeria.
Like I told you, we had a civil war with them. And these niggas is so resilient.
Yeah.
That nigga, we cut off the food supply. These niggas was hunting rats in the jungle, nigga. And eating that shit just to keep fighting, nigga.
Yeah.
That's why it makes sense. The dumb same type of people became the first nation that was independent.
Haitian. Yeah.
Because they're so resilient.
But it's Africa fault.
Yeah, y'all, no, it is.
No. We ain't blaming here. Listen, I'm a Trinidadian, right? We ain't blaming nobody. We got a Haitian and an African and a Trinidadian.
I'm about to tell you some shit that only means that.
Hold on.
No.
And Trinidad was the second one to get their independence. Hold on.
He was financing all these other countries. He had all this gold, and he's the one who exposed all these white people. It's like, damn, you're African.
Let me get some context, people. This
is
feng shui, you know what I mean? Checking in with the Seiko. Rover Rat.
Yeah.
Rocking with Mo De Niro.
Boy, I come in with the Bacchanal, boy.
And the Hot Boy Hazy. Come in.
Let's go.
You feel me?
Yeah, bro.
Like, even with Gaddafi, when I told niggas, like, yo, he was not really a tyrant. Like, how
the CIA made him look like a tyrant.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, Barack Obama's a bitch ass nigga.
Not really Barack Obama. Dick Cheney. And Dick Cheney was like,
bro,
Condoleezza Rice, we're going to blame that bitch as a Gaddafi.
You brought water into the desert, nigga.
Fucking blame the bitch with the Gaddafi.
They didn't have water in that shit. That shit is a desert. Do y'all know that shit is a desert?
Yeah.
It's a desert, nigga. Gaddafi brought water into the desert, nigga.
But no,
he made a water system,
right,
nigga.
Right.
And he wanted to turn his currency into gold.
You know how
it
really was?
Too, right?
Niggas, everybody got a car and a crib by the time he was 21, nigga. In his country. That's how rich they was. They had so much oil, so much resources, so much shit that he was able to provide everybody. Once you go to college,
this is why they killed him.
Free school and free... He wanted to make the whole Africa. Why did they kill him? But listen, we want to know. He told
Britain and he told America that if y'all want to buy my oil, you have to take your money and buy my gold to buy your oil.
This is
he wasn't thinking.
How do I know these things now?
War is a game that you need to. You need to be prepared.
And now you're going to need oil to oil your machines, your tanks, your helicopters.
You need to have a navy. You need to have an army.
No, we won't.
You got an army.
I love that shit.
You didn't have your navy set, and you didn't have the Marines and all of them, the niggas that do all that other shit, go into countries and invade. You wasn't ready for that because there's no way the United States would have been able to kill him. Because China was fucking
so
with
So how
him.
Do we do it? We send in the jackals and we turn your people against you.
Got to go to Africa and...
That's the best way. We use media now. We use TV, news, and media
to trick people.
That's the best weapon we have as far as psychological conditioning. We have the media. You people believe that shit, too.
But you know what it is? It's really a sad thing to this day. And this is why I can't even feel comfortable to go back to my country and just stay there. It's like, it's so corrupt. Like, black people, we really our biggest enemies, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Fuck American Army, bro. Do you understand how much resources, how much money the whole of Africa got? What really fucked him over was that he wanted
first.
To put it, unify the money.
And he wanted to unify all of the Caribbean.
We need to control it first.
Yeah.
We don't control it. We don't control none of that. Right now, China is making
so much money off
fucking,
of Africa.
Woo! I mean, you know what? I ain't mad at you, China, man. Because you kicked the European man out.
They got them scared.
They got them crackers scared, boy. They like, damn.
Nah, I'm telling you, that's
China
the next
man.
Big thing. That's the next big thing, bro. And that's what even the Bible, even though I don't know, you don't got to follow, but the prophecies in Revelation talking about where it's going to be, we're going to fight the million man army from China, nigga. It's going to be them. That's gonna be the end of the world. America's gonna get tired of having to.
Listen, China, we need you guys.
We on your side, China.
I love Japanese anime. Hey, yo, listen, man. The food, everything, the culture. I love it.
My name is Sensei Feng Shui. Man, I love ya.
The person to really be worried about is not China. It's Korea. Listen, no, because this is why I say you need to be
worried about Russia.
Russia too. But this is why I'm not worried about.
Nah, they're going to take Russia out.
China, all of these countries. Russia's too big, bro. Business. Like,
that's a lot.
Korea from out the gate is like, I don't fuck with y'all. And I know they're waiting for the opportunity to get to that shit.
Because I heard North Korea and South Korea is working together now. Is that true?
North Korea and South Korea? No.
Yeah, I heard South Korea is working together.
Listen, a lot of companies, you know, when niggas don't realize when you buy Balenciagas and when you buy one company, they're all under the same parent company. So you're like, I'm only fucking with Gucci. And it's all under the same company. So it doesn't matter. The same person that's the head is getting
that's crazy. That's some serious shit, though.
South Korea and North Korea,
crazy to listen to I'm sure they was tuned in to hear an interview from
interview, right?
Yeah, for Neverland.
Word, right? Yeah, that's what he was doing, right? I forgot all about that.
But this shit is much more.
This shit you got to outside of your country.
Yeah, I got to work together on that.
And if anybody bombs South Korea, technically they're bombing North Korea. So it's no way that y'all really got to beef like that.
Right now with the tariffs with America and fucking China. How they trying to put tariffs on each other and this and that. But it's really because America owes too much to these niggas.
That's the reason why China ain't go to
these
war with us.
These niggas got clip each other off.
China goes to war with us, you're not getting your money. No, listen.
I promise you,
we're
waiting for an opportunity to say
never.
We don't want to burn that bridge. Not yet.
I'm telling you, the white man waiting for his opportunity. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He's waiting for his opportunity where he can say, I don't got to pay y'all shit.
Exactly.
That's what he's always been doing.
But America still ain't paying him.
If you pay attention to history, that's what he's been doing for time.
But look at this.
He owes, then he says, fuck you.
If you think about this, right? Paper money is... This is nothing because the money before used to be backed by...
I used to try to tell you.
Gold. Used to be backed by gold. Yeah. So now...
I used to have that conversation with
the government. It would tell you how many pieces of gold it was backed by.
We need $1 billion for this.
They confiscated all that.
You see how much the deficit was before Obama...
The gold rush, my man.
I would have let that happen. I would have had my gun out.
Based on how the fuck is this crazy. If I make $1 million, I'll probably be more than $3. But where did you get that from? Making $100 million each quarter doesn't mean that your business is doing bad. Mm. So why? Who told you that every other year you need to keep doing three? Keep like the numbers don't make sense. So we don't have enough gold to be backing all of this money, and that's why they were smart enough to be like, wait, hold up. Federal
Who
Reserve.
Knows? Somebody's currency is backed by gold, though. I just seen it on. I was reading this. Something is backed by gold
and
now.
That ain't no Bitcoin.
Currency. Is it China's or somebody's currency? I think it's China.
It might be China.
Now.
That's why.
I think it's China.
It might be China.
But somebody's currency is backed by
China,
gold.
But no, it would make sense. But China's money is not the top currency, though. And if they shit was 100% backed by gold.
But guess where they're making all the henny now, I heard, too. I heard they got the top buyers, and we just get the left. Leftovers now. China really gonna treat America like
there's a lot going on right now. You know, I like that we can sit here and talk about this shit though. Niggas are knowledgeable, bro. It's not
I know. In a room full of niggas that rest of what's going on.
You know what I'm saying? You already knew. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I can't have this type of conversation with a lot of niggas.
I'm not even gonna lie to you.
No funny shit, especially
I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Yeah, niggas ain't trying to.
If you, when we had this conversation, if you ain't know anything, I can't fuck with this nigga.
You gotta know what's going on in the world, my nigga. It's not enough to know who's beefing in the hood, nigga. You gotta know who's beefing in the world. Because at the end of the day, fuck the hood, nigga. The hood ain't shit when you really understand that. They could drop a bomb on niggas any day.
Exactly.
And the whole time you beefing with blood, crip, this, that, and niggas could bomb you.
It's about to acknowledge the whole shit. None of that matters.
Nigga, bro. Niggas doing this. I be watching news and I be laughing at that shit. Like, these niggas, this ain't the real shit. Niggas is just telling y'all what y'all want. They think they... And I was watching Fox the other day, and it's so crazy. Now I'm going to start watching Fox.
Yeah, I was watching Fox in the elevator.
I'm going to start watching Fox religiously.
I was watching Fox in the elevator this morning, sir. I was in the home.
These white motherfuckers, it's not even that they don't think they're wrong. It's they don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
And you know what it is? It's funny to them, bro. It's like, you know when you're a bully, and you know, like, I'm fucked up with bullying this nigga, but it's funny. I like watching this nigga cry. That's what they're on. Nigga, they have a comedy show on Fox, bro. I was watching this shit the other day. My mom is into Fox and she's brainwashed basically to the white people.
Okay.
But it's like, I understood why they brainwashed. I understood from that show, that comedy Fox show, how they did it. It was basically just like, you know, when you say, nah, you're right. You like, you don't matter what the nigga say when you was a kid, you could do, and you do that, and that's one, and the nigga's tight, he's mad, like, that's what they be on. Like,
word.
Well,
they like to see, you know,
they joking on the shit that we really writing thesis papers on. They're laughing about the shit that we really are, like, writing fucking research papers on, and it's like, yo, this is the fucking shit they doing, and they laughing about it.
Well, you gotta understand about this.
And then they put a black nigga on the panel to laugh about it even more, to make jokes about it. And the nigga, the funniest thing on the panel is a black nigga.
No, no, but this is what they're doing to you. You got to understand. They create the psychological conditioning, right? Mm-hmm. They create psychologically. First and foremost, society is about 10 years behind before they're conditioning your mind. So you're going to grow right into the society with the mind that they're creating for you to be in the environment. You see what I'm saying? So when you come to these panels and all you're talking is all the psychological conditioning that they have given you. They've studied it. You see what I'm saying? So if you in those boxes and trapped in those paradigms, my nigga, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to laugh at your ass, nigga. You a fucking joke. You're my experiment.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You are a joke.
Word.
You are my experiment. And look at you talking like you know some shit.
Yeah.
I know a lot about nothing. That's what I tell niggas.
Yeah.
And don't let me really get in my bag here, man, you know? Let me get in my bag here. But yeah, that's basically what's going on. So I would laugh too, my nigga. I ain't gonna lie, I would laugh too, my nigga.
Yeah.
So you got some muscle for this?
Yeah.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.